Hey, this is Jay from Atypical DFW Podcast. That podcast died so that Casually Lit could live. And that's what you're listening to right now.
Oh, great. We're in trouble. Y'all are in trouble.
We need to do some emotional stretching. We need to discuss what our favorite Christmas memory was as a child, like 12 and below, what our favorite Christmas memory. Is that going to be too much?
Well, Uncle Ronnie. Let me tell you about him.
It's never good when he starts a story with Uncle Ronnie.
That's true.
He was a big man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's kind of emotional stretching.
It is.
Really was.
Physical and emotional stretching. I'm rowdy.
How in the world did y'all take it from what was supposed to be a nice opportunity to share, I got Hot Wheels, into something so terrible, so close to a table full of children?
What do you mean? Maybe Uncle Ronnie made the best apple pie ever.
True.
You don't know. You haven't heard the story yet.
What does that have to do with stretching, Rhodey?
Because you
don't know, because we have not heard the story yet.
It's Uncle Ronnie and Christmas. That's all we know so far.
All right. I just have to remember, I'm the one with headphones on, so I need to be careful what I say so loudly.
Yeah, see, because we can...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, emotional stretching is over with.
Yeah.
I've stretched emotionally.
You feel good?
I'm just going to stretch out emotionally out loud and tell you that I love each and every one of you guys. So,
yes.
That's sweet. There we go. Thank you, Jason.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Jason, for being the one to bring it to...
I was going to say I hate you after you said that, but didn't want to ruin the moment.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Didn't want to ruin the moment.
That's been checked off.
Yeah,
we're
so
good.
We're done.
All right. How do you want to start?
Hitting all of our points? I thought we already started.
Oh, have we already started?
It'll be fine.
Oh, so we've already ruined this podcast.
Yeah, it's fine. It's going to be great.
So I'm going to be the one that... coughs occasionally.
Ew.
I'm going to do it off the mic, though. So.
You got to give me the signal so I can
off
mute
the mic.
It.
You got a horse laugh that we could put when he goes to cough, and then we could.
I'll add it in post.
That would be funny.
So he sounds like he's Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
Oh, with a dab. That's nice.
Yeah. No. It's not a dab. It's a high sign to say hi. I'm.
But you dabbed with the other.
You're going to want to.
Oh, I thought that was a Hail Jesus sign.
I don't know how to dab.
Oh, I don't.
I'm 37
either.
Years old. I'm not expected to know how to dab, right?
I don't know.
It's a thing where you like tuck your head into your armpit, right?
Show me real quick. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm not gonna. No, there's
dab
actual.
Real quick.
First, you got to take a dab.
There's actual children behind me who will laugh at me and then do
but
a
they,
Fortnite
but,
dance.
But
on
they, but they know what dab is. I guarantee it.
Right. Yeah. Like the that whole dance.
Exactly.
You know.
All I
Maybe
know
that's
is,
what we should do. Just have Jason up there doing some Fortnite dances. We can record it and post it.
Me?
No,
Jason. Me? I don't know how to do Fortnite dances.
The Hawaiian one.
So we do have two Jasons here with us.
Yes.
At the moment, we've got Jason Tyree.
Well, we all
host.
Know who the better dancer is.
It ain't me.
We do?
It ain't me.
No.
It's got to be you.
No. Every time I do that floss thing, Caitlin leaves the room. She's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, because she can't. She's overwhelmed with desire. She has to go away.
And then,
I get it.
And then second, but no less important, Jason, introduce yourself.
Yeah. I'm Jason Juarez. Yeah.
Juarez.
For tax purposes, my name is Jason Juarez.
Yeah.
Nice. He's going to be on the next Smash Brothers video game.
Anyway, yeah.
But for real, you are. Because we've started, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't know we
Surprise.
Started. I don't even know what's going on
so
half
let's
the
talk,
time.
Let's talk about beer. What's
let's
your name? Who
beer.
Are you?
We got to finish introducing, yeah.
I am Jason. I am a guy, one guy.
Janitor, if you will.
Janitor, if you will, if you would. One of the owners of Brutal Beer Works here in North Michelinals. That is me. And
Who else is with you?
Hi. My name's Eric. Is that all you wanted?
I like this,
Mike.
I like this young energy you're bringing.
Just like Cher, just one name.
Yeah,
I'm Eric.
Eric Johnson, one of the co-owners, one of the brewers from Brutal Beer Works.
Brutal Beer Works. Yeah, this place is amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, so
we made it out of cardboard boxes.
Yes. It's like a lemonade stand, but yeah, selling beer.
Yeah, I think Jason and I are going to quit next week, actually. Yeah. Oh. Like
we've been open for 6 months, and that was kind of our goal. And so I think,
so we're there.
Think we've done it really well.
And so this is a brewery pop-up.
Yeah.
It's a brewery
mainly
pop-up.
I'm just tired of seeing Jason's face.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it comes
Hasn't
down
he
to.
Hasn't he only been here full-time for like 2 weeks?
He's been here full-time starting this coming up Monday.
Oh.
But it's felt like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But it feels like 2 weeks.
Like 2 weeks.
Yep.
So did you really, you're really full-time now?
Yep, Monday.
Oh, that's awesome. Yep. Hell yeah.
Yep. Well, we'll see. Congrats. I don't know. It's working with Eric every day.
Like, I hate working by myself just because of myself. It's,
right.
It's so difficult. Like, I hate myself. But now he's coming on, and it's just, I'm just going to want to punch him in his face.
No, okay.
We've discussed it before. You work in silence.
I do. Complete silence.
No, how? Nothing?
Nothing.
Whoa.
What sort of, how do you do that?
I love it.
Whoa.
Like, I can't stand it.
Like, how are music, you allowed to be alone with your thoughts for that long?
It gets pretty bad. Like, I get in a lot of fights with myself.
See, and I think that's the best, because I'm going to wear headphones, and we just don't talk to each other all day, and I think we'll be fine.
Okay. Ship's passing.
Yeah, like maybe like paper airplane to him if I need something or right. Whatever. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Could you try like clapping at him?
Yeah, it's a work in progress, you know.
Yeah, just try and get his attention that way.
Yeah.
So since you've been open for 6 months, in those 6 months, we can already tell a lot of different kind of change and progress that's happened here at Brutal Beer Works in North Richland Hills, Texas.
Nice.
Yes. Talk about a little bit of that. So you've got a lot of stuff on the horizon. Even tonight, we've got elements of change happening behind the bar.
Yeah, we hired our first three tap room workers helping out. We got them coming. They'll be here part time. We'll help out. You'll still see our faces here. But yeah, it's that. We're going to change up the tap room here soon. All the furniture and stuff's going to be gone. We're going to have a whole new feel in here. Just kind of keep making gradual, better changes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, just trying to grow in different areas, not only in our beer, but in aesthetics and people and stuff like that, you know. Trying to be grown up about what we're doing.
I can dig that. Isn't that nice? You like that little logo?
Yeah, no. Growth means things are working.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Any kind of growth. Yeah.
So we got some... got some new interesting beers we're going to come out with pretty soon, and then hopefully some barrels getting in here pretty soon, so that way we can have some barrels going. Definitely want to do that. So it's I think it's I guess it's a progression, but you don't know how fast to progress, you know?
Right.
I think you're always waiting to see kind of like how things are going to go, and you always have things in your mind, you know, what you want to do, how fast you want to grow. But I don't think until it happens or until you – it's just – it's just hard to gauge of what's going on. Eric was saying earlier, you know, it's crazy to just sit over here and even look behind the bar and other people.
You're not doing it.
And it's weird because we're so used to doing everything here from the beginning, you know. And so it's weird to have somebody else pour your beer for you.
Yeah, I had a cat not bitching at me, but politely saying, let them do it. Let them pour the beer. And it's like, I don't know any better. Like, I don't want to let go of that part of it as much as we have to progress.
Right.
It's cool to see it, like, where we are. It's
well, and anyone, too, who follows you guys on Instagram, at Brutal Beer Works on Instagram, knows that one of the hashtags is, like, what was it, like, Owner Brewed? Owner Brewed.
Yeah, we did this. Like, just,
we did this, yeah.
A lot of pride in this, for sure.
Yeah. So I can definitely understand how that would be sort of difficult to kind of let go of the reins of, and yeah.
Y'all actually canned y'all's first beer in October, wasn't it? Or was it November?
It was in November.
November.
I don't even remember what
day it was. How was that process for y'all? Were y'all pretty excited about that?
Exciting, yes. Really, really hard work of just standing there for hours and hours on end individually doing each can sucked.
Well,
but it was worth it.
And that's the deal. We bought a little canning machine that's super manual. Like, and it takes a long time to can beer. So canning machines, they're expensive, and we kind of were just at that point where it's like, man, we'll spend a little bit of money, and we'll see how it goes, and then eventually we'll work up to getting, you know, we'll grow up, you know.
Yeah. But I like that you're willing to, I mean, just from the time that I've spent with you guys and how much I know about you guys, you know, that you're willing to spend the time, you're willing to spend the energy, especially the energy, to make sure that it works, to make sure that it matches up to your vision and to execute at the level that you want to execute with.
I mean, just taking that, all of us worked our day jobs building this place. Every one of us worked, you know, 9 to 5s, even more so than that, and then came here and built this place.
Right.
Afterwards. I mean, it there's a lot of pride, there's a lot of love here. We're not just gonna go spend a bunch of money.
Right.
And then it's I don't know. I don't like the fact of people, they, you know, have this business and they pay these brewers and they pay all these other people and they just not necessarily sit back and coast, but they want to sit back and have everyone else do it.
Right.
I personally, and I know Jason feels the same, is always going to have a hand, always going to have that work ethic involved in the business. It's going to be hard to let go of specific things like tonight, but always being a part of it.
That's why I wanted you to sit next to me so that your back was to the bar.
Yeah, he can't stand it.
Where it's more difficult for you.
I didn't notice you kept looking behind him.
No, he will. He will constantly look behind
him. I was about to text Kat and ask if she could put another movie on, but
getting itchy. Oh God,
she's already on. Look at that. I appreciate that. Do you? So do you guys want to talk about the beer that we brewed together?
Sure. I mean, that's fine.
Do I need to go order a round of it?
Yeah,
I'm actually drinking it right now.
Would you get me one at least?
Yeah, I'm actually drinking one right now.
A little squeak, but you're almost out of it. Look at how much little is in
your glass. Oh, I'm not
going to
drink a lot,
man.
It's
the buried, right?
Yes.
It's
the buried.
It's the buried.
Please, God, put my name on the buried. I want to be known with the buried, please.
You know, after you mentioned that on the little squeeze, I get what you're saying on it.
Yeah?
I totally get that, yeah.
What is it?
A little like vanilla, kind of like honey, really? Kind of character. I don't know
it's
what
not,
it is,
but it's a nice. It just throws you off a little bit because you get a little bit of lime, but then you get like vanilla.
Yeah.
So it's a weird, and I don't know if that's from the yeast that's done that or what it's from.
That's got to be from the mosaic. I bet. Maybe it's like a mango that's tricking us into.
I don't know. That beer's got a lot going on.
There's a lot going on in that beer.
A mosaic would give you a vanilla flavor?
No.
Mosaic is pretty pronounced for giving a blueberry flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, and that's why I don't know where it's coming from. But it's super light, super easy to drink, but it's just that hint of vanilla, and it does. It tastes like we put added vanilla to it.
Yeah.
Which did not happen.
Fine with me. I mean, I don't mind it.
Sweet. You know. Everybody's into sweet right now.
Everyone's into sweet right now.
Well, you know, I mean, it's not a straightforward lager, but it's a lager, but we use black limes and black rice.
Right.
And messing with the limes, it was super earthy. And remember, we didn't even put them all in there that we had.
No, we put half.
We put a half of what we had because we were like, whoa. What did we make a tea out of it, or a tincture, I guess, out of it?
They're kind of pungent. They're very earthy. I mean, they're funky in a way. So that provides a lot of different flavors in that beer, and it kind of takes you all sorts of different spectrums.
Yeah. Like, this is, like, super nerdy. I remember on Brew Day, we were playing with them and, like, put one in some, like, mash wort just to see what was happening. And afterwards being like, hey, what did that do to our pH?
Yeah.
Because we are adding just a ton of citrus. Like, what did that end up doing? And just, like, that little bit that we threw in, like, crashed our pH.
Well, I mean, even the color, the black rice color, like we weren't even sure what color beer we were going to end up with. Really? Or
a lot of that fell out too. Yeah. Like a lot fell
it really
out.
Did.
So I mean, that was a unique. I don't know.
It was fun to experiment.
We've worked on a lot of crazy beers before, but I think this one was one of those that were just usually, you know, what we're going to kind of end up with. This one, I had no idea what the color was going to be. I didn't know what the earthiness from the limes were going to do. The black limes were going to do. I just didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, I was really up in the air. I did not. Yeah. I had no clue what was going to happen.
The best part about the
beer
was just staring into Harper's eyes.
That makes sense.
I think what you mean to say is I just died in your arms tonight. And
we're singing 80s tunes while you were doing it?
Must have been something you said.
Well, for the first hour and a half, we weren't listening to anything because Eric didn't have the radio.
Because Eric is a monster.
Yeah. Everyone's great. Like, what's going on here?
I had to, like, play something on my phone. Yep. Just, like, with the phone speaker. Yeah. Like an animal.
Holding it up to your ear, like, don't upset
we just,
him.
We duct awesome taped it to his ear. He didn't have headphones, so we duct taped it to his ear.
I had an awesome time until the music came on.
And then I kind of forgot what happened.
I but blacked yeah. out.
But yeah, it's a nice little black lice. Black. See, I can't say it. Black lice.
Black lice.
Yeah, we got a bunch of black lice. Lime. Yeah, and some Leanne Rhymes in it. It was really good.
Black. So where'd the recipe come from?
I think it was more you. I remember, Eric, I remember like you kind of passing it around.
Yeah, just trying to do a simple malt bill on it.
I didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, it was super, super easy. It's just more or less trying to figure out what the rice and the lime would really do to the beer. And it's nice to know that make this style with those kind of ingredients next time. Kind of know my mind where to go with those ingredients next time to make a lot better beer. Not saying this beer is bad in any sense.
I don't think it is. No.
It's one of those things. We experimented. We went in blind, and now we kind of know where to go with those type of flavor profiles.
Right, which makes sense. Like, the last rice lager that I remember was the one that Community did for the Mavericks. I think I tried that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even remember that.
Yep.
What was that called?
I knew you were going to call me out on it, but I remember the beer. I just didn't care.
Because it was taproom only.
Like workout beer, you know. Because it was low carb, low calories.
But I think it was like a Dirk pun in it somewhere. I can't remember what they called it now.
I don't even remember it. I don't even think I ever heard of it actually.
Oh yeah, no, it was like just taproom only because like the Mavs had just opened up their space next door to it and God, what was that beer called?
Yeah, he actually brewed it for them supposedly. Yeah.
Scottish Defenders.
No, it was not.
Thank you. Thank you for remembering the names of my beers. I appreciate that. Fire Ant Funeral.
The best beer you've ever made.
The best beer.
Cheers.
That was not my recipe.
Oh, wow. That's got it. Yeah.
By the way, I spent like 6 months telling them to fix that.
I'm sorry I didn't fix it for you. The thing that I really like about this beer, and I was mentioning it to you guys earlier, is I really feel like it covers the entire spectrum of the lime, right? And so when we were playing with the black limes, it was really interesting to see kind of how that lime flavor had been condensed, you know what I mean, and like turned into something magical and different. And so getting just on the aroma, on the nose, you do get a huge hit of lime. And then that black lime kind of savory, perfumey flavor kind of hits you like in the middle.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of it.
It's definitely unique. I really dig it. Unique flavor with the black lime.
This is crazy. Yeah, crazy unique. I like it.
I'd like to do almost like a limeade style beer with that.
Yeah.
You know, cherry limeade, something like that, I think would be very unique because it does have a lot of different lime profiles in the beer.
Wow.
I would kind of like to try and cook with this.
Yeah. I bet that would be really good because it finishes like a lager, like nice and crisp like a lager, but then there's still that like resiny almost lime. You know what I mean?
So I wonder how much of that actually does, the mosaic does play with that. Like, I wonder how much that's actually hitting your tongue and it's telling you something else other than what your taste. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, if we would have went with Czech saws all the way or whatever, I wonder how much it would have been different.
A lot more earthy profile to it.
Yeah. And sure. I think that's what more have happened. I don't know if that vanilla fruitiness or what would have came about if we had used a different hop. I don't know. I still don't know if that's the... Combined overall from the yeast, from the hop, from the black lime and the rice. I don't know, but it's there's like a hint of vanilla.
I think it's coming from the rice. I think that's where a lot of that comes from.
Yeah, I think it could be.
Because think horchata.
Yeah.
You have that.
Sweet rice. That's
kind of what I get from that beer in a sense as well. So I know what you're talking about when it comes to that flavor. But it's a unique beer, that's for damn sure.
Yeah. A lager with the flavor. I'm not the biggest lager. We know that, though. I'm an IPA guy.
Well, why not, though? Why don't you like lagers?
They're so crisp and clean.
So crisp and so clean. He doesn't like clean. Nope. Wants it dirty.
They are filthy. Good. They are good, though. You know I'm playing, but
you want to scrape your tongue with a fucking pine tree.
Can y'all please stop?
That's accurate.
That's making me wet.
Jesus
I thought you were going to tell me to stop swearing.
At this point, how long I've known you now? Yeah, stop swearing.
This is a respectable establishment. We've got Avengers on the TV.
Now let's go in the back and rub oil on each other.
Podcast canceled.
Rub coconut oil on each other.
Ooh. What?
Really?
Is that an option?
You're going there? It's avocado oil or bust.
Really?
Really.
Oh. I didn't expect to depart from you in this way, but...
But I bid you adieu. Yeah.
Well, I gotta go.
As it turns out, I'll see you later.
Michael, everyone knows that coconut oil is prone to giving you yeast infections. That's why you go with avocado.
Okay.
This guy gets it.
So can
this
you?
This is coming from a kernel of truth, and I hate it. Jason, say anything.
I don't.
I was Jason about to Tyree, ask. Say anything.
I was about to ask if you could use.
I am Dr. Rohde, so you have to listen to me.
Dr. Rohde. That has a nice ring to it.
That's
like I trust him, but I'm scared of him at the same time.
He is a medical doctor.
Yeah.
He's a medical professional, so it's true.
He's a 7-foot medical doctor.
Right.
He's a 7-foot medicine man.
MD really stands for mad drunk.
Can we call him medicine man instead of doctor?
Sure.
Yeah, I like that better.
That's an easier title to achieve.
Yeah.
Menacing doctor?
Medicine man.
A menacing doctor.
Rohde medicine man. Dr. Rohde medicine man.
So he's a medical doctor, right? Or whatever the term is.
Right.
He's supposed to save lives and take care of people. I remember
to protect and
save. Rohde gave me the biggest hug a few years ago, and I thought I almost died. It was like a beer grabbed a hold of you. And I can't remember where we were at.
It was probably MH, and it was probably after Darkness Falls dropped.
And you were just squeezed the shit out of me. And I thought I was lifeless for about 5 seconds, you know? But...
By the way, we drank a can of that like 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Was it sour?
Yep.
Yep.
Extremely.
Yeah. Yeah, as it happens, you got to keep them in the fridge.
Was that just a default of packaging?
Barrels.
Oh, barrels.
Barrels were bad.
Okay. Infected.
Hey, so artistic. Weird twist. Meant to happen.
Yeah.
No?
No. No.
We meant it to. Well,
when we got these barrels, they were rum barrels, right? When we got them in, they looked like they fell off a pirate ship.
Oh,
so they were terrible.
Right.
I remember at the very end pulling beer out of them and putting pressure on to rack them off.
Yeah.
And beer just flying out of them. Yeah, I mean, they were just done.
I hate that.
So when we pulled from barrels, I had sampled all of them, and I had 3 barrels that were bad. So we set them aside, didn't pull from those. Put it in the fermenter, or put it back in the fermenter, added coconut, toasted coconut. And then went to Bright, and they were fine in the Bright. Everything was great. Every one of them that were kept cold forever were fine. They never were infected.
Yeah.
They never turned. Never. I've still got some in my at the house. Ooh. But the ones that got warm, of course, they get warm because they go on shelves.
Right.
Were sour. Mm. But it's crazy. I think if you look on Untappd, it's still in the fours. A beer that was
awesome.
A coconut rum milk stout. And it was high. Like, it was at 4.6 for a long time.
So
it went sour, and it's still...
When do you pay attention to Untappd, sir?
That was several months ago.
Do you not pay attention to Untappd anymore?
No, Untappd's terrible.
You have to stop, yeah, because reading the reviews on there is hysterical.
Well, I mean, it's not only hysterical, but people rate stuff off of, oh, I don't like sours, but I'm going to give this one a 2. And like, well, why did you give a sour a 2?
I don't drink this style.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then give it a 1.
And then give it a 1. Like, and it's like, man, like.
No, that's what I laugh at. I read those reviews and we laugh at them.
And it gets to a point where it's like, man, you sit there and you thought of the worst thing to say about somebody's beer that created it. Yeah, some of them don't go out as planned. Some things happen. Some things go sour. Some things are out of your control or whatever. But the fact that it's just too much for me. I just can't do it. I just won't look at it.
No, it's not worth it.
So the very speaking of looking at not looking at Untappd, I just checked out Funky Picnic.
That's fantastic.
Funky Picnic's Untappd in the very last check-in.
Oh boy!
12 minutes ago.
Was it a riot?
Was. Oh,
I gotta see ours now.
I don't like IPAs. This one's gross.
It was for our Belgian IPA. That's my purse. I don't know you. Checked in at Free Play in Fort Worth, so not the brewery.
Oh.
Our Belgian IPA checked in at 2.25.
Oh, damn.
But luckily, no comments. I guess the person that they're with, because the picture is the same.
See, I
checked in at 2.75.
I wish it would update the app If you're going to do under a three,
that's what
you
I was
have
yeah.
to comment.
Yeah. You have to explain
why.
It.
Yeah, see, that would be nice. Like, why?
No one comments. I'm going to scroll through. Y'all continue talking about this.
But
I'm
that's the deal.
Scroll
is like,
through
I don't
find the first comment.
I don't want to like
doing this right now.
Yeah.
Like, let's ooh, do I don't like West Coast IPA, so I'm going to give it a one. Well, you
why
don't like the style
order?
Anyway, okay. So I don't understand why you order stuff.
Oh, here we go.
Our last one's pretty, it's for our cash mint outside. How about that? it's our mint stout. We got almost a four.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
The buried got a four.
Nice.
Oh, hey, I got one. Here we go. Chad F. Let's see. Yesterday, checked into This Is Not Velvet Hammer. This is just a tribute. Nice. Our tribute to Velvet Hammer, a red ale. Said, really good red. Could drink a bunch of these. Hop slash malt combo spot on. Nice work. Gave it a five.
See, oh, there you go. There you
really
go.
Boils this well.
So that's nice. The very next
the boil the is strong with this one.
And I swear to God, I'm not making this up. The very next check-in, Kathy N. This is not Velvet Hammer. This is just a tribute. 2.5 stars.
Well, the worst one I've ever heard. What, and it was such an elaborate like scheme of what went on, and he was talking about was like, it tastes like, and this isn't here, this is another brewery, whatever. It says it tasted like a drug runner. It fell out of a drug runner's butt. The dog picked it up, ate it, and then pooped it out again.
Oh my God!
And then so I was almost like, I was done with it.
Yeah,
it's like
that's stupid.
Like, I get it. You're funny.
Well, I mean, people pay good money for the coffee that does that. So, compliment.
Yeah. I guess you could take that either way.
It's just crazy, man.
No, Untapped's, yeah, it is what it is.
But, I mean, in a good thing for Untapped, people do keep logs of what they drink.
That's what I like.
And so, in case you do forget about what you liked and what you loved or what you've had here, because we rotate our taps pretty frequently. Pretty, so, a lot of people will come in and they'll look at like, oh, well, I had that one or I didn't have that one because they don't remember. And I get it. That's awesome. I personally don't want to tell somebody. I'm just not that guy that's going to say, hey, dude, this beer tastes like you ran it over it with a truck tire. And, you know, like it's just it's just terrible, man. I just can't do
can't
it.
Can't do that?
Just can't do it.
I did do something. I thought it was a good thing. And I was at Total Wine, and a guy was doing a mixed six-pack, and he was getting IPAs. And he picked one up, and usually at Total Wine, those single IPAs, they're old. I told Michael this story, but so he picked one up, and I ran right behind him, and I grabbed the same one he did, flipped it over, and I just looked at him, was like, dude, you don't want this. And he was like, why? And I was like, look at the date. And we talked for about 15 minutes, and so he put all of his beer back and went and got a six-pack of fresh beer.
Well, I mean, but that people don't know that. Don't know that, like, an IPA that's 3 months old has lost some hops. Or 4 or 5 months. I mean, 6 months. Ooh. You don't want an IPA. Right. Like, it's just fall off. They get a little caramely. Gets weird.
It's so gross.
So, it's weird.
Yeah, on Reddit, I was reading about people aging the 120 minute IPA. What's the one above that? Yeah.
Yeah, 120.
Yeah, that's it.
I'll drink those. Those are.
Are they good aged? Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Shed 120.
Because there's amazing. Of alcohol, yeah. 10 hops.
They're considered a barley wine, though, right? Or are they considered a triple IPA?
I think it's pretty close to barley wine at that point.
That's why?
When you really, like, I think one of my most favorite beers is Avery Hog Heaven. It's a really super dry hop barley wine, and that beer is phenomenal. And you can get a 32-ounce for, like, $8, and that beer is awesome.
That's one of the cheaper ones then, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a phenomenal beer. It's
Avery's
really good.
Crazy. Everything they do is high ABV and good.
It's true.
Yes, it is.
So the Jason's still going to rub fronts later?
Yeah, I guess we could do that.
I mean, I'm cool. We used to do it back in the day.
Might as well.
I mean, it'd be familiar. Oh, familiar territory.
Brody, you had an opinion.
Yeah.
I love everyone.
See, you got to love this guy.
Who wants a doll hug?
He's squeezing everybody later all at one time.
That's one of the things I remember about, like, coming into the Jason Tyree family.
Uh-oh.
Was meeting Jay Webb. Who we called Bear Paw.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Because his hand was so large.
Correct.
And he gave you just like the meatiest handshake I've ever had
meatiest?
In my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You shook hands with Jay Webb.
Yeah, I have. Meatiest didn't come to mind. But.
That giant bear paw of a hand? That's meat.
It is, but I just thought, man, that guy has a big hand, not meatiest. It just didn't.
And then you, well, let's not argue semantics. And then you beat Rhodey. Rhodey, a seven foot, you know, beast of a man.
He's a tall drink of water.
Who would just pick you up and swing you around like a rag doll.
Right, I had to stop doing that once.
It's amazing.
Wade had to claim workers' comp for that.
Wait, is that a real story?
No.
I was about to say shit. I should have claimed workers'
did
comp.
Did you really break Wade?
No, but I did to pick up a 275-pound lineman and did that to them, and they were like, holy fuck, leave me alone.
Did that hurt you?
No, that hurt him.
You should have seen the other guy.
For anybody that doesn't know Rhodey, he's a tall drink of water. Yes, like he's a frightful guy. Like, if I'm glad I know the guy. I'm glad that I'm friends with the guy, or think I'm friends with him. He hasn't hit me yet, so, I mean.
That's what I say. I surround myself with these big guys so I can act like an asshole all the time. That's why I do it.
Did we ever tell you the story, Jason, about how when we were all hanging out at Wahoo and some drunk dude showed up and tried to pick a fight with Jay?
Oh. I did not hear this.
Remember that? Do you remember that? You were there.
Probably not. I'm trying
How did that go?
So it was some drunk dude just showed up.
Oh, yes, at Panther.
I can't remember.
To Jay Webb?
Well, we call it Wahoo.
Yeah, it should be Wahoo.
We call it Wahoo.
It should be.
But yeah, we were all just having a good time. Like, we were
somebody
drinking.
You were playing drums. Somebody was playing guitar.
Since that whole brewery's been bought again, when are you going to make a Wahoo beer?
Has it been bought again?
That whole brewery's been bought
Ballast
by somebody.
Point, right? Or who are you talking
Ballast
about?
Point?
Yeah. Oh, Ballast Point. Oh.
So I bet if you email that little brewery that bought Ballast Point.
I didn't even think about that. Beer. Yeah, maybe Wahoo will
come back.
Can we
call Wahee? Wahooey or something
Wahoo.
God.
Is that in you? Is that in you? Or what is that?
The Numa Numa kid.
Yeah. I have the Numa Numa kid. I have no idea who. But we were just having a good time. Like, a couple of us were pretty drunk, but we were just having a good time. No one was angry. No one was. It was all good vibes. And then some dude showed up and just saw the biggest person in the room.
Yep. And went towards him? It was Jay Webb, or
yeah,
who was it?
Jay Webb.
Really?
And just, I don't know, had an attitude with Jay Webb. And so I don't think Jay had realized that this guy was trying to pick a fight with him.
He like he didn't get it? Like,
yeah,
he just
kind of approached him and was like, oh, hey, what's up? You know, just like having a good time. And so I was the only one for whatever reason.
Don't do that.
For whatever reason, I was the only one who realized, mahalo, brother.
mahalo.
Who realized,
mahalo at you later. Mahalo at
who
you
realized, later. Like, what was happening.
Yeah, he's about
and
to.
And so I had to go interject myself. Jay was just, like, walking up to him. And so I actually went and got this dude who was bigger than
so
me.
He had no
and just
clue
wrapped
that
him
was
around
about
the torso and just picked him up and walked him away.
Dude was, I don't know what was wrong with him.
I don't know what was wrong with him, but
he was messed up.
Like, later on, Jay told me about it. He's like, yeah, dude, you just picked up that guy who was trying to fight me. It's like, I did what?
You don't remember this, Mike?
No. Well, I mean, I did after he told me, but that's also not like me to just get involved.
To step in, yeah.
Well, it was on your place of business.
It was on my place. Well, I wasn't thinking that. I was just thinking, oh, come on, dude. We're having
a good time. Stopping a fight is pretty, I mean, that's pretty intimidating stuff. I've walked in on some altercation happening at my prior place of business, and we walked down the steps, and we knew these guys were about to fight, right? And it was getting pretty crazy, and so I went and got one of the guys, Rhodey-esque like that, Rhodey-esque size.
So
and
only like 6'7".
Yeah, I'm like, hey, man, we got something going on out here. I'm going to go break it up. So we get there, and actually Glenn, who's here tonight, Glenn back there, and he actually was coming up with me, and we thought we had JC. JC, I don't know if you guys know JC Garcia, but he's Martin House. His wife works at Martin House, and he's been there for a long time. And so I expected him to be behind me. And he's just a tower of a man. So when you go into a fight that's going on and you tell everybody to stop, you figure, man, I got this big guy. They're not going to stop. Well, the fight stops or whatever, and we tell him, like, hey, if you're going to fight, you need to just don't do it here, man. Well, I turn around, and it's just me and Glenn and JC standing on the back, and I was like, dude, I thought you were with us. He's like, I wasn't going to go get in that. And I'm like, why would you do that?
Holy crap.
Because I thought we had someone that's, you know, and you don't know what you're walking into when the fight's about to go on like that.
Were you there at the Eagles' Nest that night that we had a fight where somebody threw someone across the table?
I was there for that.
Oh, boy.
How many places your band gets a lot of fights?
Yes.
It's been a minute since
it has been a minute. And the last one, I remember Aaron stopping saying, "We're not going to do this. We don't fight." And it was at the one up here where y'all were just at
O'Shea's. Yeah.
And they started getting a fight. I don't know if it was over a grill or what it was. And usually, I remember stopping. It was like, "Hey, we don't do this." And I was just like, "Really? We're still fighting each other over?" I don't know.
It's been a minute since it's happened. For a while, we were probably good for like one every other show.
Yeah.
And we've always been good about like as soon as we notice it's happening.
Yeah, you stopped immediately and said, "Hey, like, we're not playing again until this it ends."
Yeah.
And I remember it not lasting long, but it was just ridiculous.
Yeah. I think the last one was very brief. It's almost not worth talking about. Was at Texas Live. Like somebody just like decked. Someone just decked a dude. Like a dude decked a dude.
Makes sense.
And he was out, and then that was it.
And that was it, yeah.
Like, it lights out.
It was super quick. I don't even think we stopped playing. It was just, you know, there was a fight. We saw cops. Cops showed up immediately at Texas Live. They have great security there.
No one got naked.
Boom.
But
like you hit somebody so hard, they like clothes fall off?
Like it's the rapture.
Why did you point at me when you said no one got naked?
I just assumed it had been you who had asked.
So super weird.
Yeah.
You talked about the triple D, and then you said no one got naked.
If he hit you, I believe all your clothes would leave your body.
Like the rapture.
Yeah.
Just like hit just slips in a pile.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why you were pointing at him. I totally get it.
But that night at Eagle's Nest, I don't know what had happened. I just remember we're playing, and all of a sudden, some dude is flying across a table.
Damn. Well, the Eagle's Nest. I mean, that was a cool little spot. We lived over there.
I
think the first time I actually went up and visited with you was at Eagle's Nest.
Yeah, it was.
And it was like, and me and my buddy James would go catch you guys every show. And I'm like, it was my second or third show. And I'm like, "Hey, man, I know you brew beer." And I think you were just starting Wahoo.
Yep.
Like maybe you were brewing non-professionally. But and so when I went and talked to you and met you there. But I remember that place being, it wasn't always packed. And it's a smaller place, but it was a fun venue. I liked watching you guys there. I thought it was cool.
It was a good time.
I don't know. I think maybe three times we've seen you guys there. And then after that, we kind of lost touch. But then we've been trying to go. Everyone you guys have close to here, we try to hit on Saturday. We usually write when you're playing Sabotage.
I need to start saving Sabotage.
Right when Paul takes over.
Yeah. So one time we did show up. And you played it early because y'all were getting videotaped. I was highly disappointed.
Oh, I forgot about that. Those videos turned out pretty dope, though.
They were good.
When are y'all going to play the entire Limp Bizkit discography?
Yeah.
Never. That will never happen.
Don't even ask him when a show is. He is the worst person to know when a show's going on. I'm like, "Hey, Mike, what are y'all playing next?"
That's funny you say that. He dropped off a few beers from the beer that we did over there at Funky Picnic. And we're sitting there BSing for, like, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes. And all of a sudden he's like, "Oh, I've got a show tonight." Yeah. Like, it just hit him like, "Oh, man."
I was like,
"Oh, dude, really?" He's like, yeah.
I'll text him. I'm like, "Hey, when do you play next?" He's like, "Let me get back with you."
That's the beauty of being the drummer, man. All you have to do is show up.
Hey, we've gotten in trouble before drinking beers during your break. And everybody's up there.
That is true.
We're still talking. No, that has seriously happened. We're still drinking beer and just hanging out and visiting. And the next thing you know, Mike's like, "Oh, shit. They're signaling for me."
The rest of the band is on stage. Michael, paging Michael Harper. Oh, shit.
It's happened
a
few times.
I was going to say, Swansea would do that for sure.
Now, Swansea's super on time, I believe.
Yeah.
Swansea's pretty responsible.
He's...
As much as he drinks. And he did shotgun on stage at Texas Live last
show.
And
I missed that?
Yeah.
Still the weirdest place. That place is so weird.
I haven't been to it
behind
yet.
Behind the bar.
It's weird, man. So I have not been there. Weird.
Never been there either.
They like play. They're on top of the bar, but in the back. It's so weird.
Yeah.
Like you can't get up to the stage. You can't. It's so weird.
So like the bar and then the stage?
Yeah, the stage is
so
like,
how do the
yeah,
people
literally
here,
right behind the bar.
Like ordering... beer.
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's probably the worst.
I have no
idea. Text message?
It's got to be the last thing.
Text me.
Yeah.
They one of those belt buckles with the scrolling letters on it. Marquee, that's right. I guess you need a marquee.
I wish I had a single friend so I could go to a bachelor party so I could wear that like scrolling belt that just has my beer order so I could just point to it.
It's I
like,
need that.
Yellow belly.
This is what I'm thinking today.
Coors Original.
But you remember, I had that during a KMF show.
I don't remember that.
I did.
You're down with the...
I remember KMF shows, but I don't remember...
my phone number on it. Yeah, Michael didn't love it.
No, I liked you.
Did you really?
I fuck with that all day long.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck did you wear that at?
I don't remember. I remember wearing it.
Imagine that. That's old school.
I've got it.
KMF is that's old school.
Yes, although you do mention Coors Original.
Yeah.
That's when I found out that craft beer was different. We would go to RAR and we would drink, and then we'd go back to Jay's house, and he would have Yellow Bellies.
Yeah.
It would taste like fucking water.
Yeah. I mean, also delicious.
Yeah, because it's water.
Right.
Water's good.
Because
the lager.
My little brother is the same way. Like, I'll ask him. He's like, hey, do you want to come hang out? Do you want to come to my house? It's like, well, we could drink at the brewery for free. Yeah, I can't drink real beer.
Oh, no.
I would just rather have these yellow
bellies. I can only have Mick Ultra.
You told him that you had a Mexican lager, right?
That's exactly what I told him.
Bruma Seltzer.
Like, and he no jokes.
Still was not.
Yeah, no jokes. I was like, dude, our Mexican lager is the same. Like, it's going to be fine. Yeah, I mean, I guess, okay. And then, like, after three beers in, he was real drunk.
You need a Bruma Seltzer.
It's pretty funny.
Surprise you.
I need a Bruma Seltzer.
Then he'll come up there, maybe. If he wants some,
maybe that's what he'll like.
What's it called? White Claw. That's what it's called.
Yeah, I want to do a seltzer called Black Talon.
Oh, just that would be
completely
opposite. That would be so awesome. Even color it. Yeah. Yes, please color it and everything.
That White Claw. We got that Black Talon, son. What?
We got that Black Talon.
Black Talon.
But we serve it out by the. Yeah, but the deal is like we serve it out by the trash can out back.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
With one cow
where the goths are smoking.
Yeah.
Do a great sir. Goths are smoking.
Oh, that's great.
I love that. I love that.
Oh, we got a Harper laugh. We got a Harper laugh. Love it.
Oh, God, they're son of a bitch.
You got to go see Raven out back.
He's got Raven.
But you do it like a super.
They had the masks on and they were dancing talent. And doing. Oh,
well,
man.
It's almost like one of those deals where you say, where it's like, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. But it's like, if you have
should
to
we,
ask,
should
you don't
we
know.
Do that? Should we do an event to where, like, we dress up like goths and have the masks on and we sit in the back and we do.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That would be
yes.
Like no, that, yes. That would be phenomenal terrible. By the
flame,
dumpster.
What's that, flame spinning and all that? Yeah.
Yes.
Do it
yes.
All.
Yes.
Eric would be so down
yes.
with that.
Eric
you will see me pale skinned. I'll shave my face. I'll be so gothed out like bags. Oh, it'll be hilarious.
There's just like one like a metal tin just on fire.
Like can I wear like my JNCOs?
Yes, yes. We're not going to drink
JNCOs
beer.
Are a
must. We're just going to have Smirnoff
Let's
ice.
Bring it back. Let's bring
just
JNCOs back.
Just listening to Power Man 5000.
Yeah, absolutely.
32-inch.
32-inch barrels, man.
You were talking about your legs when you said
that. Yeah, that would be great.
I got those 32s. And
yeah,
you're
got
talking
got
about
them
32s.
The elephant legs? That, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's God, so I love ridiculous. So much. Yeah. This is, oh, my God, this is so easy. You have no idea. So we're going to do a seltzer. This is going to be the next collab. We're going to do a seltzer, and then we're just going to add, like, the Cinnamar, like the color correction shit.
Yep.
It.
Yep.
Just add a bunch of that to it until it's black so it tastes exactly like
a beer
just a black seltzer.
Before. It's terrible. Dude. Let's do it.
Yeah.
You can add
you have no idea how into this I am.
Just all going to sit in the back and be like,
you can
you have to go to the back
I
to
hate
do
my
it.
Life. When we talk about this, I think of from Grandma's Boy. And it's the what's the dude's name? The smart guy that's video games and he wears the
robot.
Yeah, exactly. So we all dress up like him, slick our hair back, and wear JNCOs.
Oh,
that would be awesome.
It's going down February 3rd or something.
Yeah,
what are we doing
February 3rd. Catch
set
it here.
Date, man.
Set a date already.
A seltzer can't take that long to brew.
Nah,
like 5 minutes.
It's gotta be like 10
minutes.
Days.
Yeah, tops.
Yeah.
No, I'm. No,
usually
on,
takes about 3.5 minutes.
Just water, a little Everclear.
Let's do it. Let's get a hold of Cedric and let's throw
yeah.
a black seltzer out.
Cedric would fucking do that. No,
he would.
He'd do it in a heartbeat.
Cedric, if you're listening, holler at your boy.
Now, what's that? What's that little soda machine that everyone has all the time now?
Oh, that makes its own soda? That
yeah.
Thing? I can't think of what it's called, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
This is all it takes to make the seltzer.
You have to load the CO2.
Yeah.
Soda stream.
A little vodka.
Soda stream.
A little vodka.
Get your soda stream here at Brutal Beer Works.
Oh.
Black Talon.
That would be amazing. Screw in the CO2.
February 3rd. Black Talon's
going down. Black Talon's going to town. Wear your JNCOs. Have a great time.
Black fingernail polish gets you in for free.
For free, 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 free.
Can we have some like neon posters too?
Oh,
like
absolutely.
Tigers?
Yeah. But the stipulation, no Nazis allowed. We're not
oh,
getting
yeah.
into that.
No.
I just want to throw it out there because we have to.
Yeah.
And I feel bad because I gave David this idea, but now I'm going to give it to you guys. Pog tournament. There needs to be a pog tournament in this.
Pog tournament?
Yep, if we're going to go
if we're gonna do that,
pogs,
yeah.
I threw down on pogs back in the day.
Yep, that's what I've...
Eric actually keeps his lucky pog with him at all times.
In my beehole.
Yep.
Just saying. Like, they're there.
Yeah, if we're going full 90s, go all
I got
all
a 32
way,
count. Right now.
Do it.
You want the golden slammer?
I got the half-inch golden slammer.
It ain't so golden anymore. Son. It's like a golden brown, but it's still there.
It's tarnished a little bit.
God. Jesus Christ.
Oh, it'd slap it too hard. A little bit of on it, you know?
What if there were...
Oh, man.
So last night... I
can't
like,
even with this podcast.
Nope.
So last night, like for 45 minutes, I just unwrapped baseball cards, and it was amazing.
I saw that. Yeah.
Was,
well, where were those from? Like, did you
I
buy
some? I bought a box on eBay.
Oil can?
Huh? Oil can Boyd.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oil can Boyd. I bought a box of 92 boxes of 1992 Donruss baseball cards. Right, and I gave a box to my brother for Christmas because we used
to
trade
baseball
cards.
Yeah, that's a cool gift.
And so I spent like 45 minutes just unwrapping cards and had a fucking great time and like still have several packs unopened.
What'd you pay for those?
I think it was $25.
That's not bad.
It was nothing.
This is the idea I have. If I would have kept all my cards that I had back in the day, I could have a good little chunk of change.
Yeah.
I was terrible at collecting for money.
Appreciate it.
I only collected for players I liked. Like that was how I collected. And I, my favorite player back in the day was Frank Thomas.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
White Sox.
White
Big
Sox.
Hurt, number 14.
With the Big Hurt, maybe. Right?
Big Hurt?
Yep. Those so, commercials with him are the most ridiculous things right now.
Oh, testosterone?
Yeah.
But I was thinking about
ladies
this.
Ladies will love it.
I was like, man, like what if... What if a brewery had like a baseball card night, where you just like opened up, you know, if you just brought like your old collection, like your 1990s, like early 2000s collection, and just like displayed, traded, or whatever.
Right.
I feel like we would have to open that up to what people are doing now with baseball cards, which I don't know what that is, but just like, hey, yeah, check out this 95, you know. Tops Cal Ripken I've got.
That'd be cool.
Or something, you know?
No, it would be cool if it caught traction and a bunch of people showed up and then people had these crazy-ass card collectors. That'd be super fun.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many people, you know, are...
I have more basketball than baseball.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of Kobe Bryants that aren't worth anything.
Yeah. I would have to start talking to my parents again to find my baseball collection, but it would be awesome.
Yeah.
I've at least got this box of 92 Donruss. And a soon-to-come box of 94 Upper Deck.
Ooh. With the hologram. Upper Deck used to have a hologram in
there? Yeah, it's a hologram. I had a ton of those. I had three or four of those booklet deals full of them. I don't know what happened to those. And I actually bought some at a flea market. And they were little white trays, the little foldable boxes, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had some crazy good cards in there. And they were just in there. They weren't picked through. They were just like, hey, we got these box of cards. And my grandfather would buy them for me. And I don't remember what we paid for them, but man, there were some good solid cards in there. And I kept those like they were gold, man. Like that was a thing. It's just those were always the top of your thing. Yeah. And it's funny because the grandson will do the same thing, but with Pokemon cards or these other cards he has. And he's telling you all these points that it hits for, you know, and it's different than sports.
Right.
But it's definitely, it's neat to see. It's like he had an affection for those cards, telling you, this one does this, this one does this. I never understood it, but we were the same way with baseball cards.
Yep. Yeah. No, I got tons of basketball. I was more into basketball, but I do have some baseball.
Yeah.
Mainly basketball and football. Hmm. I bought boxes of... I don't know, Topps, Fleer. They're right around that time. There were tons in our in our.
Well, and that I remember as a kid that blew my mind that at the time, the expensive cards, the cards that were worth money, weren't for the best players.
Right.
Like trying to figure out that like rarity was outside of baseball performance.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So that there were a couple. There was a. I think he played for the Blue Jays. He might have played for the Cubs. His name was Cliff Floyd.
Okay.
He was like an outfielder. And I remember his rookie card was, at the time, worth like 50, 60 bucks. And I was like, oh, my God,
Did
Cliff
you just
Floyd.
Think that they didn't make very many of them? Or,
yeah, they didn't make very many of them. But I remember the card, like, to this day. I think he was with the Cubs because I think I remember, like, the ivy wall there.
That's the stuff.
Like, oh, dude, Cliff Floyd, like, he's fucking killer. Oh, no, it turns out he's not great. But there were only, like, you know, 500 of his right. cards or whatever. So if you found one, really holding on to it. I think it might have been a Bowman
card. What was the embossed cards? Y'all remember those? The raised yeah. cards?
Yes,
those dude. Are super cool, man.
Yes, dude.
How nerdy are we right now?
I like turtles.
Thank you, Eric.
Anyway, so...
thank you for that interjection.
I was like, did I have turtle cards? I think I had some.
We always buried our Ninja Turtles in the backyard, or in the front yard, actually. We had a big pecan tree up front. And so when we play Hot Wheels, we'd dig tunnels, right?
We would get the...
They're not even listening.
They're not, but that's it's okay. Right. Jason's are connecting. I'm yep. cool with it.
I understand.
So we would dig tunnels with our cars. Well, we'd
y'all ever dock?
Jesus.
Anyway... So we'd forget about
Jason's
our cars and then get buried, and we're like, several months later, we'd find our cars
Yay.
Again.
Yeah.
This is a whole new toy, you know? You were talking about Christmas earlier. What was your favorite?
Let's go really, back. Going back
really?
Full circle.
This is, yeah.
What was your.
I got. So there was a remote control car at the time. I had a remote control car phase, and I can't remember what it was called. But there was a remote control car to where if you pressed a button on the remote, it popped up. You know what I mean? So, like, the body popped up, and it was supposed to be more off-road at the time. I don't think, like, I think all it did was the body popped up. I don't think anything else changed about it.
Did it move?
But the body popped up. Yeah, it
could move. You just popped the body up. Really?
Like, you had to, like, you had to, like push it down.
Did it move?
But if you hit really? This button, like, the body popped up, and it was supposed to be, like, more off-road or whatever.
Right.
And in Ooh. The commercials, it was like, you know, run into a hill, press the button. Yeah, you know, you got off-road skill.
Did it? Off-road could it flip up upside down and still keep going, or no? Because that was my jam
that was
back.
That was
yes.
one. Yeah.
I never had that one. I always wanted it. Mom and Dad really fucked me on that.
I think that was one I bought with my own money. I think that was yeah. one. I think I'm
older I was 33 years old and bought it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm a little older than you, so I bought that one when I was like 19. It's like, yeah, screw you, Mom and Dad. I buy the one I want.
Yeah. No, the one that flipped over awesome. And could keep going, that was my jam. Never got it. Still haven't had it. Bought it for my son. What's up? What's
oh,
up, world?
Oh, really? Yeah.
And he didn't yes. like it.
And took it away.
No, it was a piece of shit. To be completely
it's
honest.
Like, it's like, what the hell is
like,
this,
he
Dad?
Enjoyed it, but I was mad because it wasn't as great as what I thought it would be as his age.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, really, really
just
messed up.
Just remember it different,
world.
You know?
High expectations.
No. After that, I started getting into meth, heroin, and just, like, really, really ruined my world.
Just like a good East Texas child.
Yeah, like a normal life
like
in East
a
Texas.
Normal
yeah.
East Texas.
Yeah, I was going to say, messed up your life. Sounds like you were awesome.
I mean, life so behind that fun. Pine curtain, you don't know what yeah. goes on back there, dude. You can't see.
We used to throw pine cones as footballs as a child. It was really bad.
What do you mean? You have the billboards to show you the way.
That is true, though. You're not wrong.
His dad was a preacher and had billboards in East Texas.
Ah.
You don't remember that story going yeah. to see Mike's dad?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's how you found the liquor store. Or you just followed the traffic.
Right on the county line.
Any traffic leaving the county was going to the liquor store.
That's awesome.
You got to go get booze.
Yeah.
We're out.
Makes sense.
And it's precisely how it was.
All right, Rody, what are you drinking?
Fruit smoothie.
Fruit smoothie?
Fruit
how
smoothie.
Is it?
Fantastic.
Awesome.
As I suspected.
As I suspected. It's a blackberry milkshake IPA.
Oh, okay.
Pretty tasty. It's been on there a little while. I think it might be the last keg of that, actually.
Yeah, last keg of that, last keg of Pink Lady as well.
It's like one of the things that I like about the weird stuff you guys are doing, Martin, a bunch of people are doing the weird stuff. Like, it looks gross on the outside. You're like, well, I'm not going to try that. Yeah. And then you try it and you go, oh, wow, that's actually.
Yeah.
I was like, that's actually really good. And Turning Point, they're doing it too. Like,
well, and that's fun to be kind of deceiving like that. You're like, I don't want to drink dirty sock water. It yeah. looks like dirty sock water. And you taste it and it's, you know, yep. it's quite nice.
Yeah, like squid ink.
Yeah, well, that's different. Did you like it?
Never tried it.
Never
tried.
I didn't drink it either.
Really went all in on that one.
That's yep. been your edition of Fuck Martin House yeah. on Casually Lit.
Yeah, I didn't drink it. I didn't want to try it. It just didn't sound appealing, and I was pretty closed-minded about it.
Jason, I have never pulled the vegan card so fast.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I did.
You went straight for there and just said oh, no, thank you instead.
Yep.
Man, the way they get
Cody gave me two.
Really?
Well,
did you punch him in the face?
Now I just said this and it's on public record. Cody gave me two. I need to stop saying this. But I shared them with friends.
One more time.
I shared them with friends. That was a very nice thing for Cody to have done. Well, he gave me two. I shared them with friends. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm vegan. I can't try it.
Well, some of my friends from Martin House come up here and they drink beer here every once in a while, and they brought us some, and I just said, I will not try that. I will not try it. I'm sorry.
Well, I did watch a video how they get squid ink, and I was like, oh, my God.
They milk it, right?
It's horrible. Yeah, they murder the crap.
Yeah, might as well be called cum creamsicle.
Yep.
God, that sounds hot.
My gosh, Rody.
Yeah, no.
For a guy that doesn't say much, here,
perfect.
Wow.
I'm glad I yelled.
Yeah, actually, the music went off at that time.
Yeah, perfect time.
Everyone heard cum creamsicle. You know what? We need to do a beer.
Milkshake. Creamsicle.
The old cum creamsicle. 6.8%.
6.8%.
If you spell it with an E, you'll be okay. No one will know.
I don't think that's the only letter that needs to change in cum.
Okay, change the U to an O.
You're gonna put this out like for everyone to listen to, right?
Oh, yeah.
I am in no way affiliated with Jason Perez.
Why's it got to be me? Yeah. What did I do?
I thought for tax purposes he was Jason Juarez.
Yeah, Jason Juarez.
Anyways.
Well, actually, it's claimed what time is Spanish, it? Is it 8:30? Dude, my name's Hassan Valdez.
I mean, obviously it's going to be made with kumquat, right. So it's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Kumquat. Oh, yeah, there you go.
You do a really good stripper announcer voice.
We want to welcome Diamond down to the stage. Diamond, get on down here.
Holy sh!
Shake your ass for everyone on stage.
We need to get
y'all. Make sure to throw them dollars out.
We need to get
quarters are accepted.
Quarters actually hurt.
We're gonna have a competition between him and David.
Please do your beer releases like that.
Yeah.
Him and David, that'd be an awesome competition.
That'd be great.
See, this is what I've wanted for the longest. There's a couple things I've wanted in a brewery for a very long time. One is a brewery.
Stripper angle?
Stripper pole?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me. Can I finish? Can I finish?
Please, on my
please.
Chest.
Number one is a brewery, Abuelita, to just make pastries for us all day.
Okay. Number
two is a brewery, Hype Man.
I got a guy.
Brewery Hype Man?
Brewery Hype Man.
Hype Man.
Especially like whenever you're
wearing the
tours.
Guy Fieri hair.
Yeah. Can he be at the door like as soon as you walk in, just yelling things at you?
Yo, welcome, welcome, welcome,
welcome, welcome, welcome. Yeah, who wants to know how the beer is made?
Holla at your boy.
Tours in 30 minutes.
Doing finger guns all day long.
We talking about that brewer window, dog. 60 minute editions. So, in addition,
my parents
to,
don't love me.
I feel like that's the cousin to Brewery Hype Man. It's Brewery
Brewery Hype Man. We gotta get one of those.
Sounds like
that'd be great.
I mean, Glenn's right over there, so
he's still here.
Yeah, he's hyped up over there.
That would be. I could see. Yeah, I can see that. Let's do it.
Yeah,
I've seen it. Seen it.
Welcome in, everybody, to Brutal Beer Works. Go get a beer and have a good time.
Yeah.
Like that, see?
Yeah.
And now, look, they're going to have a lot more fun now that I just did that to those guys.
Finger guns, pew, pew, pew.
Finger guns, pew, pew, pew. Pew. Go get a beer.
Shave your mustache, get a free beer.
So you can have that.
Yeah, we should have challenges.
No, that's yeah. Great.
We should. We walk in.
Stand on your head. You'll get 10% off.
See? I appreciate what you're doing. You sound less like a stripper, like announcer, and more like something from a 1990s Sega.
Yeah, I'm selling like a
like California Dreamin'. You sound like something from California Dreamin'. All right, hit the turns.
Hit the turns, exactly.
Radical driving, dude.
That goes back to the turtle.
Look out for that beach, babe.
We should do that.
Like, that should be you hit the sand.
That should be a whole beer.
Was it Cruising
line.
USA?
Cruising USA.
Oh,
that's great. That's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Nice job.
We should do that. We should. They walk in, we allow challenges. You taser yourself and you get a free beer. That would be
That's what we need to do, man.
But you got to sign this paper first.
Please. Sign here.
Dude, that's why I come up with beer names that like have
going
a 5-year minimum.
Intrepid, please.
I just want to hear people say ridiculous shit like, Bob, we had a baby, it's a boy. Like, yeah, that's right. You just said that.
That's the name.
Trip your wife, beer. You get a free beer.
Strip your wife.
No, no. Make it like, aww, let's divorce your wife.
Yeah.
That's get terrible. A growler.
You can keep the. Oh, God.
To drown your sorrows later when you realize you made a mistake. Your kids hate you.
Yeah.
Your oh, my God. Your kids hate you. Take two for free. Yeah.
Your kids hate you. This are, here's a free taster.
Oh now, every gosh. Time we and Eric are standing yeah. at the barn, people are walking in. We're thinking of things that we can say. Hey, everybody, come on in right now.
You really messed up your life.
God, this went South Park real quick. That's exactly what that sounds like.
Oh, gosh. Welcome in. Throw a dart in your eye. You get two free beers.
You want to start doing that? I
no.
mean, we could do it. We could do whatever we want.
Throw a dart in your
how
eye.
How awesome would that be if someone's like, oh, well, fuck okay. it.
Free beer. It's been a shitty week.
Leave your car in neutral. Go stand behind to find out. Oh, two free beers.
Dude, make sure to stop at Popeye's down the corner. Like
this commercial sponsored by Popeye's. Have you had their crispy chicken sandwich?
They'll do it in a heartbeat.
Call go see Martha at the drive-thru. She's super sweet. Ask for that black ranch sauce.
Call it the Euro Popeye Barbecue Challenge.
Oh, my God. No, it's the
get a Euro, go to Popeye's, then get a barbecue sandwich.
And 16 ounce on us. Bring it all in at one time.
Oh, this is gone. Yeah, this
it's, out. It's the Euro no. Popeye Barbecue Ram Jam.
the Ram Jam. So you go get a good tortilla from Taco okay. Bell. Popeye's chicken
this
sandwich
is going down.
The chicken, right?
Okay, okay, not
right.
The bread.
And then the Euro sauce.
Okay.
And it's the three way. It's a three way challenge.
Oh, I you forgot do that. There's a Taco Bell too.
I Taco went Bell. Three ways before.
Yeah, you have. Anyway,
okay. Might as well.
Don't ask him. And do that, and you come in.
Right.
We'll give you a 16 ounce for free.
Now, what beer would you pair with that?
Ooh.
You gotta sorry,
go, I would say this.
I would say this longer.
No. Suicide. You got to do suicide. At least four beers. Suicide. Let's bring it 8 years old.
Yeah, pick like, your own
well, let's
challenge.
Just do three.
Yeah.
It's three places you got to go to.
But you never
and
suicided.
And then you three. Suicide with three.
My three? Mom would yell at me when I asked for that.
What are you, a virgin?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, why isn't it on the board? Suicide pick your own challenge.
That's a good idea. You don't have to cover up. That's a great idea.
That's a terrible idea. And we love it.
And then the darts in the face. Like, we could make this go global.
As soon as he says it
we
in the mic,
really
David is going to pick it up
in
and use it. Yep. David just listens to whatever Rhodey says.
We lose a lot of good ideas. As soon as we did the Thanksgiving dinner, Wild Acre did it, like, 2 weeks
say it,
later.
Say it in the mic so David uses it.
He listens to all of my suggestions. Because I,
any
I don't
right
know if you know this or not,
would.
But I am a certified
new
beer pourer.
That's true. Yeah.
You know.
And I'm Mason Biscuits.
David at New Maine?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
David Clark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Good guy. Best yep. friend. Love him.
He does the strip club voice, too. Pretty good. Yeah, it would be fun to get him together. David's really good.
I'm just waiting for the next person to walk in so you can get it. A beer. There Let's see what the lucky man is won, Eric.
He's got a backpack.
Eric, are you there? I'm waiting for you to tell the man what he's won.
Unpack your backpack. Get a free beer.
Sit down. Show us what's in your bag. Get a free 6 ounce pour.
If you don't have a handgun in there, you get a free beer.
Hold on, I got it.
Harper, this has really came to this. And, you know, to be honest with you, I love every fucking second.
Okay.
This is amazing. You got
to
send me...
Thanks
like,
for coming in to Brutal like,
whenever,
Beer Works.
Whenever I die, I want this on my headstone. Like, people can come up and play, press play. And I want the pew, pew, pew. Yeah, just me. I want everyone to be able to hear every bit
hey,
of it.
Thanks for checking out my tombstone. Looks like you've got a nice rack.
Leave $3 and take a flower.
If you're wearing elephant pant JNCOs, go down to Brutal Beer Works and get you a free 16-ouncer.
Oh,
like
man.
That would be amazing be awesome. on the headstone. That'd be so good. Love it.
It just says
if you're reading this, I can't beer. Serve you a beer.
Tell Jason to fuck himself.
No? He's no. He's 4 2 stones over.
With a map.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We might be the loudest ones here.
It's all right.
Love it.
Okay. I got headphones on. It sounds like it's just us.
Perfect. I need headphones. What the fuck?
Keep yelling.
It was my fault.
I can't hear.
I messed up
it's okay. I it's all right. I'm not going to cry about it.
We don't move
right now.
We don't go on the road a lot with this show.
It should always be a road show. The road show?
The road. Oh, there we go.
R-H-O-D-E. We do
have a, yeah, guess we do have a roadie. Ooh.
Yeah, the roadie
Smart.
Show.
Smart. Roadie show.
You want to bring? Do you want to bring it over?
I guess we can wrap this
nope.
thing up.
Hold on a second.
Uh-oh. Is this the air horn?
All right, do it again. Do a
it's the air horn.
A stripper announcer thing.
It's the air horn.
Can't hear.
No, you do your...
Do something with your stripper.
Do your yeah. voice.
Do something.
Tell him to come on to Brutal Beer
do
Works.
Do that funny thing.
Do the funny thing.
Make now you put him on the spot. He can't do it. Look at him. He can't do it.
On the spot. It's really weird.
Come on, monkey, dance.
Jesus.
Be funny again.
Welcome into Brutal Beer Works. If you cut your left nipple off, you get a free growler.
that made it. That was.
I'll take two.
Straight, nice. I got two nipples. I got two. Yeah, perfect. Take them both. Perfect.
Already done.
Thank you,
already
James.
Done.
Thank you.
We appreciate the help from our audience. Gone. They're lovely.
Sorry. You're going to need that left nipple.
Yeah, bring that over here.
He's like, if, I was at the other brewery and I gave the left one, but you're going to have the right. Like,
I was at breweries earlier today, and they never made this shit happen. I don't know what y'all are doing, but...
But I like it.
I'm very intrigued, yet...
Terrified. See, look, he left.
Is there anything you wanted to talk about, Jason? What? Tyree? Is there anything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, we've kind of ran over you, man, and I just apologize. Mention,
you want to ask about our genealogy?
We're good. Nope. I mean, the only thing we could mention is shut down a TKO.
I can see it going real super serious.
I actually have never been there. Have you got to go out there?
We did. We went opening weekend, I think, to TKO.
I had never been.
TKO? Terrible.
Yeah?
Your real feelings?
No, it's not good.
Shoot. I wasn't going to say that. But obviously,
We also went there when it first opened, and we never went back. So I don't know how they were before they closed. But when they first opened, not very good.
Were they brew pub too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they had a really cool waterfall, though, when you went outside. That was my favorite part.
My favorite part was the outdoor.
You drove through a neighborhood to get there. We thought we were lost.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the place? I remember that story. That's the place. Okay. Yeah.
So they shut down.
See, I can't say much.
No, because our opening day was
everyone
terrible.
Told us it was just abysmal. It was so bad. Just so many reasons. We had so much shit go wrong. So any brewery, like, I get it. I completely
get it. Yeah, first opening
it.
Days, shit happens, man.
Yeah.
And that's cold what room we broke down. Like, we give someone a second chance. Like, at least 6 months after we first go there, we'll give them at
Wait,
least
this
six
is
months.
Our second chance, right, Rody? Shit, we might not see Rody anymore. Oh, shit.
And that's a show.
And see you guys later.
It's been about 6 months since
So welcome to Casually
opened,
Lit.
Haven't
you yet. Haven't seen Rody back?
Next week, we'll give our real opinion when y'all don't listen.
Oh, sweet. I'll be looking forward not to hearing that.
I keep asking what Sam brewed.
Yeah. Stay tuned for this week's edition of Fuck Brutal Beer Works.
Yeah. Oh, we could add that to the Martin House thing. Yeah.
That sounds really good.
It's
really
it's
good.
Pretty bad. I'm not trying
left,
to beat up on
God.
Martin House, but we do all the time, and it's fun because they just do whatever the fuck they want to.
They're asking for it.
You think so? Good, because I feel better.
You know, bleep that part out.
Plus, we know how much I love Cody. So, since Jason's out here, I can say that. We know how much I love Cody. We're just best friends.
I forgot about that. Yeah. You're all our best friends.
So, we butt chugging or not?
Is there any plugs you want to leave us with? Like, let us know how we can find Brutal Beer Works.
My drug dealer?
Online.
Yeah, plugs?
Like,
that would help
person.
So, typically, the heroin deal.
How can people give you money?
Yeah, what to expect? What's coming out?
Son of a bitch. We got a Imperial Coffee Stout coming out here soon. We got a Gingerbread Stout coming out we collab with Celestial with.
Oh, nice.
We got our Kolsch coming out. We got some lower ABV, super drinkable beers. Start bringing a Imperial Hazy to the market here in the next 2 weeks. Just trying to move small steps, but getting there. Just trying to get our brand out there a little bit more and more open and welcoming to DFW. And like I said, just getting our name out there and just getting better.
I saw that the list that you guys were in top new breweries.
Who published that? Yeah, Hopalytics.
That's right.
Rated us as one of the new top 10 breweries
in the
Texas area. Which is really cool. Yeah. Really cool to see. Everything we work for is like starting to get. scene, which is really badass. I mean, every brewery has their downfalls to what they do, and they have their good things that they're doing as well. But I think the thing is, if we do something bad, we make sure to do the better tenfold.
Right.
In that region, we're never stopping, and I think that's what makes us a great up and coming brewery in the DFW area. And besides, fuck everyone else.
There
right?
you go.
Agreed.
Right. Yeah. That's the cool. mentality.
Took that FB.
Yeah. Follow them on Facebook.
Yeah.
Follow Brutal Beer Works on
Facebook. You guys on Twitter?
No, fuck no, Twitter. Okay. Twitter is ridiculous.
It's a whole lot of lovely feelings
it's
on Twitter.
Own thing.
Everybody loves each other.
I can't
on
stand
Twitter.
Twitter. They're so Instagram, friendly. Facebook, Pornhub,
yes. Snapchat.
Not Snapchat, just the Instagram.
TikTok. Untapped.
Nope. No, Untapped. Untapped. But mainly Pornhub is where we have our most followers.
Follow Jason on Untapped.
It's all Jason on Untapped.
Yep.
At Funky Picnic, we've got a couple things coming up. We've got a brewery tour coming up next weekend on January 11th. I don't know if this is going to drop before then.
If I come there, do I get a full hour of the tour. Beer knowledge?
You get one full hour and like two beers.
You're going to talk for an hour. Me.
So I think it's like $10-$15. You get a full hour.
Wait, that's a talking. Big variation.
Do I get to keep the glass?
$10 or $15?
Yeah.
Let's call it 10. Okay. And let's Perfect. Say it's three beers.
Ooh. Whoa. Ooh. Holy sheesh.
Now, full disclosure, that number may be way wrong.
Fair enough.
But.
Continue.
You get an hour tour of me. I explain the entire beer making process and then whatever else comes to my ADHD addled mind.
Do you start with farmers?
I can.
Okay, I would.
Do you also run them through the kitchen?
I do not run them through the kitchen.
Oh,
that is a production space. That's I cannot carry
missed
you
opportunity.
That.
That's so, fine.
Well, that's fine.
That's fine.
It's terrible.
But yeah, you'll also get to share a beer with me, like a beer that no one else has had yet. It's not on tap. It's not ready yet.
So hot.
It might have a bourbon soaked cherries in it. I don't know.
Ah, that's also dirt.
Have you done that yet?
Yeah. No. It's
did
in
you
the tank.
Find a bourbon for
it's
that?
It's in the
by
tanks
the way.
Now. I did find the bourbon for that.
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it Tex? What is it? TX bourbon?
It's a bourbon of a undescript.
When do you have the bourbon in your hand, if you squeeze the bottle, does it sink in?
No, this is a glass bottle.
Okay, perfect. Okay. So you're not Jay. Got it.
Plastic bottle bourbon.
I'm not cheaping out on the bourbon.
Gross. Perfect. No, not this McCormick.
This
okay.
Is good, this is good bourbon.
You passed your test.
Yeah.
White Wolf.
So, you know, get a chance to try some early beer with me on January 11th there. And, you know, we've got a new menu coming out. We're doing burgers. We're doing fish and chips.
Oh, sign me up for that.
We're doing there at the Funky Picnic, and we're open up Monday and Tuesdays.
Oh, sheesh.
Bar only from like 4 to 10.
Things are changing.
Things are changing, man. So there you go.
You guys are growing, too.
Check out the new Funky Picnic.
When's the next... quiz show.
We do trivia nights every other Wednesday.
Okay.
So I think next Wednesday is probably the next trivia night.
And then that bottle shop by you is about to open up.
Southside Cellars.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be open up soon.
Yeah. It's going to be my new area, that area.
Yeah. So, you know, check us out.
Let's do it.
But if you checked us out before, check us out again.
This has been fun. Thanks for listening to us with the background noise.
Yeah.
Hope you got some good knowledge out of this, but thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't, yeah.